This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. Uncle Ralph is out this week. He will be back next week. Our guest this week on the Wednesday Talk Show, Leslie Pollard from the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce and Zach Weigel from the 2000 and Beyond Committee. Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
Great.
Fabulous.
And we are here to talk about a big event that the Chamber and the 2000 and Beyond Committee are putting on. And it's this year's summer concert series. And Zach, let's start with you. It's going to be here before you know it. And from all intents and purposes, from what I've seen and from what I've heard, the lineup this year is going to be really awesome.
Yeah, we're actually really, really pleased with the acts that we're bringing in this year. And we've just been slowly building every year. Leslie, you know, had these great ideas of how much bigger we could make it, and then this year I think we've really outdone ourselves, and that's thanks to, you know, many different factors, sponsors and you know, bands willing to work with us to accept these dates. It's gonna be big.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the bands, and the one band that really intrigues me the most, because I am a Jimmy Buffett fan, I am a Parrothead. Right off the bat, you have the Jimmy Buffett tribute band playing on June 7th, and this is going to be quite a treat.
Yeah, they're called the Boat Drunks. They're out of Champaign. This is like the premier Jimmy Buffett band in our area, and they've played all over the country. They've played, they just played Michigan recently, but they play in Key West. They actually won, I can't remember what the actual title of the contest was. Like Band of the Year or something from in Key West. So, I mean, that's
home of Jimmy Buffett, yeah, by the way.
Yeah, right. So it doesn't get much better than that. So, you know, I encourage anybody to go on YouTube or on the internet and check out their website and check out their performances. And we're really lucky to have them here.
We've had a big response already from people that's seen them before that's looking forward to this.
Yes.
Let's go through the schedule. We mentioned the Boat Drunks on June 7th. What other bands are on the lineup for the summer concert series?
Well, July 5th would be our one after that. And like I said, these are always the first Friday of every month. So if anyone doesn't know how to remember dates, it's the first Friday of each month. But we had the Ivis John Band. They're a blues band that we had once at the Moose. Coming from Cape Girardeau, I would say en route through Carbondale. Ivis John, someone I've actually known since my freshman year of college back in 1999 in Carbondale. He worked his way up to become a pretty popular act around Carbondale, this blues band. And now him and his band play all over the place. In St. Louis, they play a lot at Blues and Soups, and they're starting to get a pretty big following regionally. And if you've ever seen them, I mean, wow, just him on guitar is flat out amazing.
You and I both know, Zach, about the bands that come into the lodge from time to time. And I'm not discrediting any of the bands that have played up there, because they're talented in their own way. Ivis John blew me off the charts. It was a phenomenal performance that he had up there. And they were in for a treat.
Yeah, and I mean, just the variety of guitars that he plays. And his backup band is great as well. They got some pretty good sax player and the other instruments as well. And then August 2nd is the one that... well, me and Leslie we're excited about all the bands, but this one I think holds like a special place with us, and that's Old Salt Union.
Yeah, this is a bluegrass band. Well, we're excited to have them, just not only because they're a good band, but also, you know, a bluegrass band on what we call the bluegrass stage out at the Sherwood Forest Campgrounds. You know, anybody who's a native around here knows that there was a bluegrass festival that went on for years and years and years, and it's been gone for a few years now. So we're excited to bring bluegrass back on the bluegrass stage. This band in particular, they are out of Belleville. They're relatively new. They've been together less than a year, but in 1 year's time, they have, you know, recorded an album. They've won, you know, numerous contests. They're actually going to be on the bill for the ever popular, it's called the Wakarusa Festival in Arkansas. It's a big music fest. They just got back from, I think it was Las Vegas?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, where they played the House of Blues, and they've won 3 awards.
The Indie Music Awards.
Yeah, so, I mean, these guys are moving, and they're moving really, really fast. So out of all these bands, like you said, they're all great and talented, but this is the band that, you know, people are going to look back and say, I remember when they played in Hillsborough.
Yeah, me and Leslie went actually about a month ago to a place called the Gramophone in St. Louis for their album release show, and it was a sold-out show, and it was, I mean, it was amazing. These guys, are truly are, you know, talented artists.
Yeah, and so we're really lucky to have them and to be able to book them when we did. And small world, come to find out that one of the band members actually has some property in Witt. They have like a 1,200 acre farm, family farm in Witt.
It is a small world.
Yeah, so it's he's real excited about, you know, some of the family has, you know, they're so new that some of his family hasn't been able to see them. So he's real excited, and we're really excited to have him here. Like I said, we're lucky.
All right,
a good group of guys too. I mean, they're great to talk to. Mm-hmm.
All right, we've taken care of June, we've taken care of July, we've taken care of August, September.
Montgomery County's Got Talent, September 6th, and that's every year we had the same thing. You emceed it for us, mm-hmm, 1 year. Mm-hmm. Different people throughout the community, either like maybe we perform a couple songs. We've had jugglers, we've had comedians, and it's just to showcase some of the talent that we have around Montgomery County. And this year we're kind of going back to what they did a few years ago. I remember when I emceed the one of the ones I did, and that's having a band there as well. And we're showcasing a local band that's probably the hottest band around, mm-hmm, Shoal Creek. They're a country southern rock band, mm-hmm, and they are just, I mean, they're tearing up all the venues around here. I mean, I work at, you know, out at Woody's on the Green, and every show we've had of them, there's tons of people there. They were just at the Moose,
that's long ago,
a couple weeks ago, and there was a lot of people there. And I mean, they bring a really big following, and they're really excited to play the Bluegrass stage. I've always wanted to play it.
Let's talk a little bit about the Bluegrass stage. This is year two that you guys are back out on that stage, mm-hmm, and for all intents and purposes, this was a genius idea, moving it out to the lake. Because years past, it was out at the Lincoln Plaza. You moved it out to the Bluegrass stage, and it seems like everything's just really taken off for the better.
Yeah, thank you for saying that, because we do catch a lot of flack a little bit from some people that are like, why did you move it from downtown, or it's way out there? Well, yes, there are advantages and disadvantages. I think the advantages outweigh it. Downtown the plaza was fine for the crowds that we had at that time. Mm-hmm. However, you know, there was lots of traffic and people with small children. You know, it was kind of like, you know, you're constantly watching and dreading your child run across the road. And
I think what worked really well, I'm not going back. Keeley Zeruzin, when it just was a perfect match. You had the car show, Old Settlers car show. She performed out there.
Yep.
The road was already blocked off, and everyone was out there and seemed to have
and a
good
worked,
time.
That worked pretty good. You know, right. That was probably the biggest crowd that we'd had there for, you know, at that location.
Mm-hmm.
But so we wanted to move it, but we weren't sure where. And, you know, I'd heard about the Bluegrass Festival and the Bluegrass stage, but Zach and I had never went out there to look at it. And then whenever we did say, hey, you know, let's just take the 2-minute drive across town to look at it. And we were like, what are we doing? Why have we not been having these here before? So we decided to move it, and, you know, I don't think we'll move it from there.
Yeah. What's the condition of the stage? Is it still in fairly good shape?
Yeah, I mean, it actually is. Once we got out there and we cleaned it up some, and the city came and repaired the lights on the stage, mm-hmm, yeah, it's really not that bad. Of course it could use, you know, some sweeping and maybe a couple nails here and there, but for the most part, yeah, it's still a pretty well-functioning stage.
Let's talk about we've just gone over the schedule of books and of the itinerary here, and you're bringing out some big names here that are not really familiar with Hillsboro. Was it easy to book these bands? Because I know you're dealing with a certain time, and they've got to be available that certain time to make this work. Was this an easy project?
Some of them yes, some of them no. Our biggest issue is money. You know, we do this with zero budget, so mm-hmm, it's all sponsors. So once we started getting some major sponsors coming through, we knew we had some pretty good, you know, amount of money to play with. So that has enabled us to get some of these bigger names. You know, Zach and I really try to focus on bringing in bands that aren't from around here. We try to bring in regional talents for something new and exciting. And so we were able to do that with the amount of money that we have this year from our sponsors.
Yeah. But actually, it kind of fell into place. It was almost like it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, I agree. When Leslie contacted Salt Union, basically August 2nd was what was available. Ivis got a hold of me early, and he's like, hey, I can do one of these, you know, two dates. Boat Drunks just happened to be recording an album. I don't think they really planned on really, like, mm-mm, playing around that time, but they said, you know what, we might as well just go for it.
Yeah, and then with our date, they've decided to expand on that and do, I think, Chicago or Edwardsville or something after that. So, yeah, it actually did just kind of fall into place.
So they decided to do a mini tour, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. We're really, really, really lucky to have them for the amount that we're paying them. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit. You mentioned the sponsors, and I know it takes a lot of money to bring good talent to a venue, mm-hmm, Let's talk a little bit about some sponsors that made this possible.
Yeah, we the entire concert series is being presented by Consolidated Communications, Springfield Clinic here in Hillsborough, CNB Bank and Trust, the Montgomery County Democrat Club, and the Montgomery County Republican Central Committee. But we also have some local business contributors, and that's National Bank, Pepsi, the Journal News, Hayes Abrasives, and of course the Chamber.
Okay, and of course it seems like everything. It is set, and of course, you mentioned the Bluegrass stage, and Leslie, you and I have talked about this from time to time. The biggest problem with that stage is it's not the easiest stage to get up to because you got to climb up that hill, but you guys are providing shuttle service to alleviate some of that tension.
Yeah, that's the biggest downfall of the Bluegrass Festival or the Bluegrass Stage, out at the campgrounds is the parking. There isn't a lot of parking. We have handicapped parking that's available around the stage, but everybody else we're asking to park at what we know as the 4th of July Point.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the 4th of July Festival is held. It's the little pavilion right there. And Anderson Farms, or Anderson Pumpkin Patch is actually going to provide us with the wagons to pull a shuttle service. So, so we're asking people to park there and take advantage of the shuttle.
Let's talk a little bit about show times. We've gone through the list. What's the show times here for this?
7 o'clock. It's going to start at 7 and we'll end probably around 9:15. It gets pretty dark out there. We're working on some lighting issues. I don't know if we get some more lights. But, so 7 to 9. One thing I do want to talk about is that first concert on June 7th, we're going to kick that off with a luau,
okay.
A Jimmy Buffett luau. So we'll have all kinds of concessions available. People can also bring their own snacks and beverages. We ask that there's no glass bottles. But, so we're asking everybody to, like I've been saying, dust off your coconut brown grass skirt and come on out and have a good time. So,
What type of food vendors are you having out there?
Last year we had various food vendors, but this is a fundraiser for us. We do take donations for the 2000 and Beyond Committee. Mm-hmm. So we are going to do our own food this year. So I think we're still working on that, but we're going to do like pork patties and brats, and maybe for the luau we'll do some Hawaiian type stuff. So come hungry.
And of course then that would go, I guess, towards the Christmas lights and various other projects that the 2000 and Beyond Committee is in charge of, correct?
Yeah, we do provide the Christmas lights downtown, the plants. I mean, even like flags around town. There's a lot that we donate to for the beautification of downtown Hillsborough. So yeah, that's where the money goes towards.
Yeah. So like I said, we do this with no budget. We do take donations at the concerts, and we've been very pretty successful with that. So we just hope that they are family friendly, and that people will come and bring their families, and if everybody that came just even dropped $1 in there, I think it would be a great success for us.
And it seems like with the lineup you presented here, you've got something for everyone. You've got something that the younger crowd, like Zach and I's age, would enjoy. You got something.
You got me for the old crowd, I guess.
You got no. You're with us on that. You got something for the older generation that they could enjoy, and you pretty much almost hit every demographic here. I mean, it's a good fit.
Well, I think what we're taking pride in the most is we have quality musicians here, not just run of the mill everyday players. I mean, these are some very, very talented artists that I think people will be really surprised by if they haven't seen them already.
And of course, there is a backup plan in case of inclement weather, because it is summer in Illinois. You don't know what Mother Nature is going to bring. There is a backup plan. So regardless, rain or shine, this will go off.
Yes, at Tobin's backyard, actually.
My backyard?
Yes, his backyard. All he asks
I'll,
is
I'll
that,
call my neighbors.
Yeah, all he asks is to take your shoes off at the door.
Exactly.
No, it's at the Hillsborough Moose Lodge is our backup plan. So if it's raining, because I mean there's hills out there, and if it rains it'll be get
kind
a little
of
bit
mud
muddy
pit,
and, kind of a mud pit. So
In fact, I think you've only used that you only had one rain out, wasn't it? And that was Montgomery County Has Talent last
year.
Yeah,
it sure was. Yeah. That rained a lot, actually.
Yeah, it rained a lot, but last year it was a great success. We had a lot of people out there. We have a big crowd, but it was 110 degrees every single one. So I'm hoping the weather even if it's just 20 degrees low, 10 degrees less would be great. So.
And that's one thing we got to consider, the temperatures out there, because it is outdoors.
Yeah.
It is summer in Illinois, and sometimes that heat index could be over 100. Sometimes it could be in the 70s. You just don't know what you're going to get. And so it looks like everything's in store for this year's summer concert series. It looks like it's going to be a jam-packed summer out at the Bluegrass Stage out at the lake. Congratulations on all the hard work that you guys have done on this event. And while I have you here, I cannot let you guys go without talking about the other project that you two are in charge of, Stamp Out Cancer. Zach,
Why did I think he was going to go there?
$40,000 last year. How are you going to top this, and are the plans already in the works for next year?
$40,001. Okay.
That's right, I did contribute the $1. Talk a little bit, I mean, about plans for this year and
We can't spill the beans on stuff, but I will say we did just have a meeting last night, our first one since our recap meeting, and there are some pretty unique and exciting things coming up. Yes, this year's main event is already underway. It's already getting planned. And we have some other mini fundraisers, what we call them, planned as well. There is going to be another poker tournament, hopefully here soon. So actually, I'll be talking to you about that.
Okay.
Or actually, Jeremy will be talking to you about that.
Okay.
About having it maybe at the Moose. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we've got, you know, of course, we have our big event, like Zach just said, in January. And, you know, you ask how are we going to top that? We'll top it. I don't know how. I don't know. You know, exactly. Like he said, we're not going to give out any secrets, but I think we'll top it. And, you know, like we have a new exciting event coming up this fall, so people need to keep watching.
So is it safe to say Dancing with the Stars is done?
No. Oh, no.
No.
We're riding that wave till, you know, till the tide comes in.
Okay. Till the Jimmy Buffett tide comes in?
Yeah. Yeah. We are going to do Dancing with the Stars again this year, so people can look forward to that. So we've got a couple bands in mind, and if we can book them, I think it's going to top last year, and people are going to be blown out of the water. So,
Dr. Sevegas, they were a pretty good band last year.
They were good.
They were very good.
But there's a lot more bands like that out there.
Absolutely. Good, and that's one thing. You just gotta find it. And it's like a needle in a haystack, and one of these times, sometimes you get lucky, and then sometimes it's like, okay.
Just let us worry about the music.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
Zach, I trust you about music. You know what you're talking about here. Leslie, Zach, it's always a pleasure having you here. As we come to a close, Zach, why don't you run down the schedule again so that way people can mark their calendars and give us the start times again can prepare.
Yeah, start times. This is out at the Sherwood Forest Campground Stage. Start times are always from 7 to 9 p.m. June 7th, these are always on a Friday, the first Friday of every month. That's how I remember it. I don't even remember the dates half the time. June 7th is the Boat Drunks.
And that is the Luau.
Yeah. Yes, the Luau. July 5th, the Ivis John Band, who's brings the high octane blues.
Mm-hmm.
August 2nd, the day after my birthday, Old Salt Union will be showing their bluegrass, which is... Honestly, they have an album called Western Skies. That's their debut album. I suggest anyone go and pick that up if you like bluegrass. September 6th, Montgomery County's Got Talent. And then after that, Shoal Creek will be performing.
So everything is set and lined up, ready to go. And it's going to be a nice summer full of music and entertainment at the Bluegrass Stage, part of the summer concert series. So I look forward to our chats in the future. And Zach and Leslie, thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guests this week from the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce, it's Leslie Pollard, and from the 2000 and Beyond Committee, Zach Weigel. Next week on the Wednesday Talk Show, Uncle Ralph will be back. Our guests are the Sirocco Boys. They're talking about the Italian-American days. They'll be here before you know it. Until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.